Welcome to Sling Stones, a podcast with insights for the Christian journey. And now your host, Terry Wardle.
There are a few authors that I've read almost everything they've ever written. One particular author, who I am sure wrote close to 40 books, has had a profound impact on my own spiritual life and spiritual development. And when a biographer decided to write the story of his life, I wanted right away to grab that biography and read it because of the impact this particular author had on my own spiritual development. And it was a good biography, but toward the end, he wrote something that it really impacted me. This biographer said of this author that he wrote about the spiritual life he wished he could live, but he did not write about the life he actually lived. And you know, that really grabbed hold of me. And one of the things I said to myself as I read that a few years back was that if there's ever any reason for me to write a story that's more of a memoir of my own journey, I want to be able to write that story in such a way that it's really honest. And so, actually a year ago, I was asked to write a healing memoir, a book about the journey I've been on from childhood all the way to now and how I've encountered Jesus in the ups and downs of my own life. And one reviewer wrote these words that it was scandalously authentic. To be honest, when I saw those words, I was grateful because I wanted it to be exactly that, a true story of how I've met Jesus along the journey of my own life. The title of this book is called Some Kind of Crazy, and the subtitle is An Unforgettable Story of Profound Brokenness and Breathtaking Grace. This book was very, very important to me because I wanted to spend time looking at the place I grew up, among the people that were important to me, and talk about how this little part of the world still has its hooks in me. There's a degree to which I'm always drawn back to that little area made up mostly of coal miners and steel workers, and that no matter how far and how hard I try to get away, there's something about those hollows and those streams and those small houses that still has a profound impact on my life. And that's what I really wanted to grab hold of as I began to write this story called Some Kind of Crazy. The idea that a person's story really shapes so much of their own personal development, and certainly their own spiritual journey. Kurt Thompson said that telling the entire story of our lives is painfully difficult if we take it seriously. But if we're to flourish, we have to tell our story truly, in all their longing and grief, pathos and joy, in order for the entirety of our story to meet the one true storyteller. Wow, those words really emphasize why I decided to write this book called Some Kind of Crazy. Because I knew that by my telling my story, there's just a chance that it'll help others to embrace their story and to see where Jesus can intersect, even in the places of wandering and the places of brokenness. I was listening to a YouTube presentation recently of Viola Davis. She's a famous actress. And she was giving the commencement address at Barnard College. And this phrase really jumped out to me. She said, "Own all of your memories and experiences, even if they are traumatic. The world is broken because we're broken," she says. "There are too many of us who want to forget. Who said all of who you are has to be good? All of who you are is all of who you are." Story matters. It really does. We meet Jesus in story, not only in the day-to-day and in the future, but in our ability to reflect back on the nature of our journeys. Brené Brown said, "To embrace and love who we are, We have to reclaim and reconnect with all the parts of ourselves we've orphaned over the years. We have to call back home all those parts of ourselves that we have abandoned. That's part of the reason that I decided to say yes when I was invited to write a personal memoir. I mean, part of me was saying this, who in the world's even going to be interested in reading my story? But once I was encouraged to go ahead and write the story, I realized that by embracing it, I could be bringing home parts of myself that I've kind of pushed aside. There are a couple authors that I like. Brent Curtis and John Eldridge wrote a book a long time ago, and it's called The Sacred Romance. Brent Curtis is now with the Lord, but many people know Eldridge for the many books that he's written and how much he's helped others on their own spiritual development. And this is one of the things they said, the true story of every person in this world is not the story you see, the external story. The true story of each person is the journey of his or her own heart. Well, that's one of the reasons that I wrote Some Kind of Crazy. I wanted people to see something, and that's this. If life were like math, the life that I live just wouldn't add up to where I am today. I get these incredible opportunities to talk to people, to speak to them about Jesus, to teach caregivers how to position the broken for emotional healing. I get to travel all over this country, and often there's an array of wonderful people that come, and we experience the presence of the Lord, and I have this wonderful wife and children that follow the Lord, and parents that eventually turn to the Lord, and reconciliation with mom and dad, all these wonderful pieces. But if individuals really knew what led up to that, they would be able to see that this is all about the breathtaking grace of God. This is not about me properly meandering my life in such a way to end up where I am. I'll be honest, I would have to say that a lot of my life has been about wandering. And many of those times, I was wandering away from God, and yet He was always pursuing me, in some ways always chasing me. I grew up in a hard-scrapple family. Son of coal miner who was the son of a coal miner who was the son of a coal miner. People that were hard drinking, hard living. My own grandfather was notorious for breaking the law and for experiences of womanizing. And of course, all of that begins to impact you when you're a small child. There was crime and violence as part of the story of my life. And yet one of the things I can tell you today is that God's hand was always on me, even in the midst of my wanderings. Okay, here's a story that I think you may be interested in. So I had had this experience of the Lord in which I invited Him to my heart when I was a young teenager, and I'm sure something very powerfully transpired inside of me, but I didn't go on and then live for Christ. As a matter of fact, I think I was struggling between, am I going to be a devil or a disciple? Sometimes I was running with the wrong crowd, doing what I shouldn't have been doing, and then the very weekend I would end on Sunday by going to church and repenting of my sin, only to start that all over again. Well, on one particular occasion, I was with a group of teenagers that had gone to another church, and we had gone there because I was part of the youth group, and there was a guy up front preaching. The church was sitting on the Monongahela River. I think the title of the church was Souls Harbor. It was really more of a house that had been converted into a church, very low ceiling. And there was a guy up front preaching. He was the preacher. He worked at Claret and Steel Mill during the day, but on weekends he would preach the Bible. He had hands like steel, and his sermons often felt like he was preaching, you know, like you'd hear at a racetrack. It would get loud and then get soft and get loud and get soft. And all of a sudden, in the midst of his sermon, he stopped and he looked my way and he said, "Son, what is your name?" And I didn't say a word. I kind of hid in the pew. He said it again, and a guy beside me said, "Hey, he wants to know your name." And man, I just whispered out that my name was Terry. And the next thing he said is to come up front. And boy, I'll tell you, I was sure he was going to bring me up front and he was going to talk to me about all the sin in my life and all the inconsistency. I thought he was going to just heel stomp me. But when I got up there, he said, I can see the Holy Ghost is on you, and we want to pray for you. And when he said that, he invited the elders, and they came out. Here I was, this teenager on my knees, and their hands are on me, and he's praying for me that God had something special in my life. Now, I had an experience that night. There was something powerful about it, but I need to tell you that the unrepaired ruptures of my life, my own wounding, kept me wandering away, even though God had placed this homing device deep inside of me. Sandy Wilson is a great author, and she made a comment about the fact that the Christian life is often about wandering. And as a result, it is equally about returning. And when she wrote the endorsement for my book, Some Kind of Crazy, she said, this is a story of someone returning, returning, returning. But then she goes on and says that by reading this story, it's probably going to give hope to a lot of other people to know that God is always there to welcome us back. Look, I wrote this book in part, I am sure, because God wanted me to touch all of my story. The story of childhood abuse and real early experiences of death that impacted me greatly, leading to some serious psychological issues, not the least of which was great anxiety. And I wanted to tell the story of how, even though that was true, God met me in such a way that over the years, He has brought deep transformation into my life. And I wanted to show how Jesus met me in my own woundedness in order that He can then meet others in theirs. One person that read the book said that halfway through they realized that I wasn't just telling my story, but I was inviting them to embrace their own story so that they could experience Jesus. You know, I look at my life and I've got to tell you this, because of Jesus, the narrative arc of my life bends toward wholeness. And it bends toward wholeness because, frankly, Jesus has been forever leaning on me. And that I'm going to end up okay. Because even in the midst of all my wanderings, Jesus has done something very special in my life. You know, for many years, I'd never seen a photo of myself with my grandfather until actually recently there was a short 8mm clip of the two of us discovered in a box of photos that my sister saw. I had that little bit of film transferred to a thumb drive, and I watched it not that long ago, and I have to admit, I wept when I saw those images. My grandfather was digging out a foundation for some of our relatives with his high lift, and a lot of the village was there, and I can see in the video my mom and my dad and cousins and other people, and there was Uncle Harry navigating the building site in his wheelchair. And even as I watched it, I could almost smell diesel fuel and dirt, two of my favorite smells in all the world, because it reminded me of my grandfather. And even though he was abusive, there are memories of him that, well, they're powerful. And in this little video, there are black billows of smoke that come out of the smokestack as the high lift moves across its steel crawlers, digging out dirt. And at one moment, my grandfather brings me down, and I sit on the high lift with him, and he lets me work the levers, and I'm probably only 4 or 5 years old. But man, I was the envy of every kid in the crowd. There I was, as proud as the King of Siam, my little fingers clutching those leather grips as I navigated back and forth across the dirt. I thought it was me, but I realized at this age it was my grandfather. He's the one that was really pulling all the cables, digging deep to make sure that this house would have a sure foundation. That little clip has been important to me because it's taught me something, that I have a heritage. My grandfather, he dug out foundations. Yeah, his would be constructed of concrete so that people build their houses on them. but I get to build houses also. I get to be part of it, laying a foundation of Christ in people's lives. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to write this book. Look, my grandfather crashed and he never rebuilt his life. I had a crash and God was merciful and I got a chance to turn back to him, and he has really moved my life towards transformation. And that's one of the greatest gifts I have, that even a person with my kind of story, I'm able to help other people embrace their story and they can meet Jesus there. That's why I wrote this book, Some Kind of Crazy, an unforgettable story of profound brokenness and breathtaking grace. This book is going to be out in October, but you can pre-order it on Amazon or on Waterbrook's site. And I just want to tell you about it with hopes that you'll think about getting it and reading it, because it's part of the very thing we've been doing here on Sling Stones. Moving forward to really let Jesus touch us in the ups and downs of our own story, so that we can be transformed by the breathtaking grace of Christ.